So 65 people think that masks should be required in public. By the way, Bell County, Texas has just began their 2-week nonsensical mask mandate, where if you go inside a building, you have to wear a mask, which is just ridiculous. Because we're not doing poorly here. We actually had our death, we've gone from like 25 to 47 to 28 to 49. And yesterday, our death toll was in the 20s. But we'll talk about that in the next hour. Just because that goes along with the story from Newsweek where Houston protesters are actually starting to fall ill with coronavirus. This is after we were told time after time after time that coronavirus was woke and it would just fly over protests and go to bars, right? Ah, my woke fellows, I will fly over you with no problem. Oh, is that a bar? I'm gonna affect you, suckers. All 10 of you, I'm gonna get you. 100,000 people in the park? Oh, you guys have your rainbow flags on. That's cool. Oh, is that a hair salon? Like dive bombs. It's making it look like, it's making it sound like COVID-19 is a dive bomber just inspecting the morality virus. It's flying over your city. It's like, ah, look at all those sodomites protesting. Cheers to you, folks. Wait a minute. You hear that? Yeah, I do. Looks like that's a barbershop that's open. Let's get them. Just dive bombing coronavirus all over people. How dare you have your bar open? Yeah. Oh, but you protesters all, 50,000 of you guys are cool. Have a good one, guys. Wee. It sounds stupid, folks, because that's how stupid it is. That's how absolutely stupid this whole thing is now. There were, I don't know how many people, they were packed in Chicago yesterday for a pride parade. At the same time, good Catholics are not even allowed to go to church. But the sodomite wants to have a huge parade. Oh yeah, good luck, have a good one. You guys need some bag lunches? How about some orange slices? Catholics, hey, can we have a mask? It's a little dangerous. It's a little dangerous. There's 10,000 people in the park. Yeah, but the virus is woke. Don't you get it? It's all about, it's Pride Month. They actually, it's illegal for COVID to infect sodomites. Now, July 1st, all things are off the table. But right now, because it's in Pride Month, there's actually the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts just authored an opinion. COVID-19 is actually, it's illegal to infect gay people during the month of June. Now, July 1st, woo, whatever, dude, go get it. But they can have their protests, and it has, you have the COVID, like, what was it, salt, if you put salt around yourself, witches aren't supposed to get you, right? They have their magical pride flags. Those pride flags prevent COVID-19 from actually getting you. So if you have a pride flag, it's like your identifier. Like, you're okay, it's fine. It's just, you have to look at it this way. And now people are acting like masks, non-medical masks, are the thing that's going to keep you safe. Even though over the weekend, the CDC released the report I talked about. It's 25 million Americans they think have had it, which drives down your death rate to 0.5 regardless of age group. Nope. 65% of Americans want you to wear a mask so they can feel better. That's all it is, right? Real men wear masks. Shut up, Nancy Pelosi. Real men don't abort their babies either. Or real men don't support aborting babies. That's what real men do. Real men go and defend statues of King Louis. That's what real men do. Real men don't put on a piece of cloth over their mouth and breathe in their own CO2. I was at church on Sunday. My wife and I, not wearing masks, sitting around people who were. And I kid you not, I almost hurled. I know I'm going to bring that. I almost hurled because there was a guy two pews in front of me wearing his blue mask, sneezed into the mask, and then just kept breathing. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You realize you're breathing in all the stuff your body's trying. It's gross. What are you? Ugh. Like, people are coughing into these things, and people don't realize these people who put the stuff up on social media. Like, look at this Petri dish. Look at this Petri dish. This Petri dish is me just breathing in it. Look at all the nasty stuff in it. Look at this Petri dish where I was wearing a mask. Nothing got into it. Excuse me, sir. Yes, little man in the back. Yep, Rick Barrett from the Barrett Brief here. Real quick question. So you're telling me all that nasty stuff in the Petri dish that you breathed out that didn't get onto the other Petri dish that you were wearing a mask in, I'm breathing all that stuff back in. Well, Yeah. Shut it. You people are so dumb, you don't even realize you're self-owning. Look at this. This Petri dish is completely clean. Yeah, where'd all the stuff go? Where did all the stuff go that your body's trying to get rid of? Oh, it went right back down my throat. Oh, joy. Right? And they'd be like, all right, sir, you have to leave. Right? I saw a dude sneeze, and I was like, oh! I'm like, dude, you're, oh! Like, all the, oh, I don't even want to say it on the radio. It's disgusting. But that's healthy? That's healthy? I'll say it again like that. That's healthy? Yeah, let me just blow my nose and instead of throwing the tissue away, let me just cover my face in it. That's what you're doing. I'm sorry, I really didn't even try to get that gross, but you have to think like that. Who are you helping, buddy?
Oh, I'm helping.
You're not helping anybody. But this idea that 65% of Americans are so daggone stupid that they want another, they want, let me put it this way. Let me calm down for a second and actually make a decent point instead of acting kind of goofy. Because right now, everything is just so, we are in ludicrous speed. I have to look at it from a foolish point of view. That's the only way I can disseminate it. But let me break it down to you here. So, 86% of Democrats want this national ban or this national mandate, right? 86. Out of that 86, let's roughly say 50% of those support Black Lives Matter. Why am I bringing that in? What's one of the goals of Black Lives Matter? Defund the police. Who do you need to enforce a mask mandate? The police. Right? Remember Eric Gardner? I believe it was the guy who was selling individual cigarettes in New York who was killed. He was the first I can't breathe. You know why they arrested him? For selling Lucy cigarettes. A ridiculously stupid law. This mandate. Thank you, Wolfgang Alpha. You're amazing. If you want to donate and be awesome like Wolfgang Alpha, crusadechannel.com/chat. Think about that. Democrats want to defund the police. At the same time, they want the police to enforce a mask mandate. This is how dumb they are. You're going to have another situation where somebody's going to be imprisoned or somebody's going to be detained and they're going to get an injury. Oh, but look at the police brutality that's taking place. You backed the idea of mandating that person wearing a mask, which forced the police to do that. Right? If even I can figure that out, and by the way, I'm kind of taking this point from Eric July, so footnote Eric July on that one. I'm just kind of expanding on it. Understand, these people who want the police defunded need the police to enforce the mask mandate. These people don't even know what the hell they're doing at this point. They're not even chasing their own tail. But that's it, folks. That's our ridiculous stat of the day, our significant digit. That 65% of Americans want the federal government to enforce a mask mandate in public so they feel better about themselves. There's no scientific data behind it. There is no benefit, no safety, nothing. But it makes us feel better. It makes us feel better because of it, right? I care about people. Look at everybody. Look at me. I care. I care about you. Yeah, why don't you keep breathing in that sneeze you just had 10 minutes ago? Right? That's just absolutely stupid. And then you have, of course, the people who drive. I really can't get over the people who wear their masks in their car by themselves. My wife and I were driving home from church yesterday. I saw a guy in a pretty decent 92 or 93 Camaro, one with the T-tops, wearing a mask in his car. And I looked at my wife and I said, we are such a stupid people.